here at the 2018 World Credit Union Conference in probably one of the most worldly diverse places on planet Earth, Singapore. I mean, everybody is from everywhere here, and it's really cool to see. It's
a great mixture of cultures. I mean, you have people from India, from, you know, Malaysia, China,
Australia,
all sorts of food. Yeah. And then on top of that, you have some, you know, very unique food, like durian. That's
I don't know about that one, Stephen.
A little stinky fruit. You got to try it.
I don't know if I want to. But we did go, Ryan, Donovan, and I, we went to Chinatown and got some super authentic, it was food there. It was
and probably one of the best dishes here that's very unique here is called chili crab.
I saw that. Did you have it?
I did. So it's a crab from Sri Lanka that they have flown in here, and then they cook it with a special sauce of tomato and chilies, and it's fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to have to try that. I'm going to do that tonight, actually. All right. Hey, let's talk about something else pretty cool.
Sure.
There's a big announcement at this year's show that you are now, I'll let you say it.
I am the chair of the World Council of Credit Unions.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That is really, really cool.
Very exciting to be, you know, really working with such great professionals of the World Council and Board of Directors in this, you know, 230 million people in our credit union movement worldwide.
Globally. Yeah. So what do you do? What does that mean for you and then for the credit union movement globally? Yeah.
You know, it really, at the board level and in working with the board, we really set the strategic agenda that the board is trying to achieve with the World Council, looking at development projects, and of course responding to when there's emergencies or disasters throughout the world. The other really big aspect that a lot of people don't understand is that we do advocacy work at the international regulation level. So before those regulations get sent out to the various countries, we really work with those regulators in making sure that regulation is set appropriate for credit unions and for community banks in that smaller size rather than the global banks.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big task. That's a big deal for you, I think, you know, for anybody actually, but wow, that's really cool.
It's really an honor for me, and I'm really grateful that our Credit Union National Association, CUNA, has appointed me to serve on this board and allows me to see what's happening throughout the world and really, you know, hoping to be instrumental and get people to move and make a difference.
Yeah, indeed. And you've had quite the last 24 months or something like that?
Yeah.
Going from San Francisco up to Unitas.
That's
and
correct.
Now this, and what's next?
Yeah, it's moving. It's always moving quickly.
Well, good job. Keep keep doing the work.
Thank you.
And a topic that you want to talk about here is diversity of board management. And diversity, we were talking before the recording, is like, it's a really big topic at this year's show. So give me a quick summary on diversity of board management.
Yeah, it really is it's not only a topic, but it's really a movement for us to look at.
Okay.
And how do we change up our board dynamics to make sure, one, it represents the local community, but it has the diversity. And not only diversity, male, female, but also ethnic diversity. And I know that's something that we've worked on at Unitas very, very diligently. We have almost equal representation of men and women on our board. And then we also include our other ethnic groups that surround our local community. And really, because of that exchange of ideas and differences of opinions and different ways that people approach things, I really feel like it weaves a tapestry of different different opinions and ideas and viewpoints, and that it creates a tapestry that ultimately gets us to a stronger, better position than have we just rubber stamp ideas and opinions that are happening.
And I also think that it does the opposite of limiting. It doesn't limit you because you have this kind of varied points of view that you can go, oh, I didn't think of that. You know, wow, how did you come to that conclusion? That's really, we can use that type of thing. So it's really kind of pardon the cliche, it expands your horizons, I guess.
Right. And we're seeing, you know, more and more multicultural, even in our community in Portland, Oregon, you know, about a third of everything that gets manufactured in our area gets exported somewhere else in the world, as well as a lot of imports come in from across the world.
Yeah.
And if we can have a better understanding of what's happening in our own local communities and then throughout the world, you know, I really think it makes us better corporate citizens, but better world citizens.
Because you understand better, you know? So I think there's a lot of upside any way you look at it. So are you on a panel? Are you talking about this? Or
Yeah, so I'm on the panel, so tomorrow I'm part of our program, and the format is called He for She, and a little unique title there.
Yeah.
And it's really, okay, now we understand that we need to advance women and women and their efforts, but how can we get men involved? How can they be part of this process?
Yeah.
You know, I have about 60% of my workforce are women at our credit union, and in my role as CEO now, I'm looking for opportunities where they can advance, where they can network, where they can gain the skills, and, you know, when they're ready. And another concept that we have is, even if you don't feel like you're ready, we're really trying to push individuals to that next level so that they can provide that leadership.
Yeah, and I know you're heavily involved with the Global Women's Leadership Network as well. So,
yeah.
And that's here. I mean, it's like they go together like peanut butter and jelly, this
Absolutely.
Conference and the Global Women's Network.
Yeah.
So it's great. And then the Y Cup as well.
That's right.
So
both of those, the Global Women's and the Y Cup, you know, working with our youth, again, it's creating those networking opportunities, those mentorship opportunities, those learning opportunities, so they can build the skills and be able to continue to advance and, you know, really add to our movement.
Yeah.
And literally, I've seen that in our international world, where credit unions are growing the fastest. We have women leaders in those countries or places that are moving that agenda for their families to grow the credit union. That's very inspirational. And so, you know, selfishly, I have 3 daughters, and I want them to have the same equal opportunity as they become involved in their life in either credit unions or other businesses for their opportunities to grow and advance as well.
I got 4 daughters.
Okay, so you know.
I got you beat by 1, and I want the same thing for them as well.
Yeah.
So we're in the same boat here. Hey, let's switch gears a little bit.
Yeah.
Projects occurring throughout the world.
Yeah.
Kind of broad here, but let's bring it. Let's
let me just talk about just about one that I'm very, very familiar with. Is in Colombia. We have about 30 credit unions that have come together working with the Colombian government and providing financial inclusion and education to individuals that are, we call it, living in the border area, the border between Colombia and Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Venezuela has had a lot of challenges and people have left the country, and now they're in the bordering countries such as Colombia, and they really need some financial education. They need to know what resources are available, and the credit unions have responded to that along with the Colombian government in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Also in Colombia, they had a civil war that was about 30 years, and that has finally brokered a peace deal. And
Thank
so again,
goodness.
It's bringing these people back into the mainstream, getting them self-sustained so that they have prosperity in their lives, and that's where they really want to be. So.
Yeah, isn't there a philosophy, I don't know, maybe I'm just making this up, but if you have some sort of economic stability, the less likely you're going to have some sort of civil war breakout? Is there some truth to that, or am I just...
Yeah. No, I think, you know, that's exactly right. I mean, many times we see wars or conflicts happen because of this economic disparity.
Yeah.
And they want the same thing that you and I want. They want affordable housing. They want education for their kids. They want health care, and they want to be able to take care of their seniors.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that we want.
Yeah.
Yet sometimes that infrastructure isn't there, causes the conflict. When the conflict ends, then it's important to come back and put that infrastructure back in place.
Indeed. Now, is this a World Council project?
It is.
Or
it's a World Council Credit Union project, as I said, in conjunction with the Colombian government, but delivered through the 30 credit unions that are in the country to deliver that to the people. So it's not only financial education, but then they will link them with accounts for a credit union so that they can save, so they can borrow, and again, reach this financial prosperity.
Wow.
So it's a great combination of the World Council, the government, and getting 30 credit unions to come together to to work on this project.
I love how it kind of reaches out and just kind of gets people and kind of brings them back up to where they need to be, you know?
Right.
So it's pretty neat how this industry works like that. So
yeah, fantastic.
Very giving, very generous, very humble. So it's awesome. Any other projects you want to touch on? Or
No, they have about 8 or 9 other projects, but you know, that's the one that I've traveled to and I've seen in action, and so
that's what I was going to ask you. Really, I was going to see if you've been down there quite a few times.
Yeah, I have. I've been down there a couple times, and it's just really great to see that.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, really all the parties coming, recognizing the need, and all the parties coming together.
Very cool. And you got to brush up on your Spanish, I'm sure.
I do. I try to practice my Spanish almost every day. So.
Good for you. Well done. I've forgotten all of mine. So all right. Well, Stephen, anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, that's it. So I just, you know, I encourage people to understand more about what's happening in in the world, our movement is gaining a lot of strength, but we really need everybody's help. We really need them to help us shoulder this burden financially, with volunteers, with an understanding. And when you know, we're going to run this campaign, Open Your Eyes in the United States, right, to credit unions.
Yeah.
Well, I want my U.S. counterparts to open their eyes to see what's happening in the rest of the world.
Good point.
And it will strengthen them for sure.
You got it. All right, Stephen. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. Congrats again. Well done. Well deserved.
Thank you very much.